Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Mark Hockman.
You know what? I might get a breast reduction.
Shut up, you jag-off.
Channing Crowder.
Go to spinner.
Chicken and cheese is an aphrodisiac.
Alejandro Solana.
Rudy Gobert.
Those are your weather.
You look slightly zooted.
I might have tailgated a little bit.
Sports.
Thursday night football, you can watch it on your Ring doorbell.
I had some whoopee in a bunch of Waffle House parking lot.
Is milk liquid cow?
Mr. Unlimited.
More sports.
There's pork, but sometimes you gotta eat poke.
It's raining testicles!
The most sports.
If you're in a pickle, just call Swickle.
What's going on here?
I ain't getting no action last night.
The Hockman and Crowder extravaganza begins now.
Come on. So on a day when the Miami Heat plays in the NBA Finals, on a day when the Panthers have a Stanley Cup final game tomorrow, on a day when Dame Lillard says if he wasn't playing in Portland, his obvious choice would be to play for the Heat, on a day the Marlins are trying to win their sixth game in a row and go seven games over 500 and have a batter who's batting over 400 on the season, on this day, the biggest news is about Inter Miami CF. What?
Ole, ole,
oh, my goodness.
Ole.
Hey, wait a second.
Messi.
It's not official.
Ole,
it's not. It's
ole,
not official.
Ole.
Jimmy.
Messi.
Jimmy.
Messi.
Sit down. Sit down, Solana. Jinxing it. I was talking to Tobin on the way out. Crowder is on his way. He's in New York. I don't know how he got to New York because he was in Chicago yesterday. But he's in New York. He's
I imagine a plane.
On it. Thank you. He is on his way to the hotel. He's going to be doing the show with us today. He is just caught in New York traffic. You can't see anything in New York. I don't know if you've seen any of the pictures or video, but the Canadian wildfires have taken over the New York sky, and he is just caught in New York traffic. He will be here hopefully shortly. Lionel Messi, arguably the biggest athlete to ever play in Miami, other than LeBron James or more than LeBron James?
Hawk, I think a lot of people are going to take issue with this because I understand soccer is still somewhat pushed aside, even in our market. This is bigger than LeBron times 10, in my opinion. Times 10.
Now, is there an argument to be made, though, that LeBron was in his prime and hadn't accomplished what he wanted to accomplish yet, came here to accomplish what he needed to accomplish as an athlete, and Messi has already accomplished everything. I mean, literally just won the World Cup.
But after winning the World Cup, which solidified him even more so as the greatest footballer of all time, he accomplished the biggest accomplishment that he had yet to get. And after doing so, less than a year later, He will be coming to the MLS.
We hope.
We hope. He will be coming to the MLS, reportedly, to join Inter Miami. That is bigger than LeBron James, the decision. It is on a totally different scale. This is a global, worldwide scale. People from all over the world will be coming to Miami.
Yep.
If this ends up being true, to watch Messi in a pink jersey on Commercial Boulevard.
I mean, unbelievable. Just off a World Cup win, he is going to come to Commercial Boulevard, where there's a Pollo Tropical and a bunch of office space. And now I think, obviously, the long-term intention is to play in Miami, where they're building the actual stadium. But it's funny. I was talking to Tobin on his way out, and he's like, Dolphins are going to have the worst season ever because there's no way this is all sustainable. Everything is happening. Everything is great. Heat are in the finals. Panthers are in the finals. Messi is coming to Inter Miami. Luis Arraez is hitting over 400. Marlins would be in the playoffs. He's like, this can't. It just can't keep working. When does the rug get pulled out from underneath us? So anyway, here's the plan for today. Crowder, again, will join us. He's just getting to his hotel in New York, and he'll do the show with us from there. Mike Wallace is going to join us today from Grind City Media. We will preview Heat and Nuggets tonight at the Kaseya Center. Let's not lose focus here. But Chris Whittingham is going to join us this hour. I know no one who knows more about soccer than Chris Whittingham, and he is going to break it down for us so we know exactly. I got to learn some soccer chants. I mean, I got to learn everything. I know you don't fire the manager, you sack him. I know it's not a field, it's a pitch.
Correct.
But I got to learn some more. I got to know everything.
Just come spend some time with the Solanas any day of the week. I got you, Hawk. I will have you ready for Messi to Miami by the time he touches down in Fort Lauderdale.
All right. And when is that? Will that happen during our show today?
I hope so.
There's a lot of dueling information out there. So, again, Heat game tonight, we're going to talk about it. Panthers tomorrow, we're going to talk about it. We're obviously keeping an eye on Messi to Miami. I mean, there is action, Jack. And Crowder sat down with CP3. He kind of let us know last week that that's who he's going to interview out in L.A. And I only saw a clip so far. Have you seen the entire thing?
I saw a good chunk of it. I saw all the clips that were on social media. I watched a little bit this morning on YouTube, and I'm so proud of Crowder.
Because he stuck to his guns.
He stuck to his guns.
Called him a butt wipe.
But also,
he kind of did the Trump thing. A lot of people are saying,
correct,
you're a butt wipe.
But he also asked him about the banana boat,
mm-hmm,
which, I mean, I'm so proud of him. I'm so proud of him for that, because that was a sensation. And a lot of people kind of forgot about it because Wade is retired and Chris Paul is on the back end of his career. And Crowder did it for all of us because we all wanted to know how that transpired.
So we'll talk. Crowder will join us. He'll hook up when he gets to his hotel in New York. Also, we're giving away tickets all week. Duran coming to FLA Live Arena June 18th. We will have another pair to give away today. Keep on listening. It's a Live Nation show. We've had winners on Monday and Tuesday. We'll have another winner today. All right, let's get headlines here with Alejandro Solana.
They're driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. Hawk, you're right, man. There's Game 3 of the NBA Finals. First time since 2014 back in Miami.
That's right, because in 2020 it was in the bubble. It was in Orlando. International Drive.
You know what you can see from Parc des Princes, which is where PSG plays in Paris?
Mm.
The Eiffel Tower. You know what you can see from Drive Pink Stadium on Commercial Boulevard?
Mm.
A Wendy's. Incredible, man.
Really is.
It's the biggest win in American sports history. That's my take, and I'm sticking to
wow.
it.
Wow. All the right. Big,
landing Messi, convincing him to go from Barcelona, Camp Nou, PSG, turning down Saudi oil money to go play in Saudi, to come to Fort Lauderdale to play at that stadium, with hopes, obviously, of something bigger in Miami soon.
And when, I don't know, you know, people who listen who've never been to Commercial Boulevard where Drive Pink Stadium is, it is so far from Fort Lauderdale. When you think of Fort Lauderdale, you think of the beach, and there's a great Fort Lauderdale skyline. If you drive on I-95 and you hit the Fort Lauderdale skyline out to the east, it is beautiful. Commercial Boulevard is way north of it, and then the stadium is west on Commercial Boulevard. It is literally amongst office parks and a Wendy's and a Pollo Tropical.
Convincing the greatest soccer player and one of the greatest athletes ever to come play there, in my opinion, is the biggest win in American sports history. Really, to put it in that context where he's going to leave some of the biggest stadiums and clubs in the history of the most popular game ever in mankind to come play here. They won, man. Beckham won. Like, they did it.
Jorge Mas. Props to Jorge Mas.
Yes. They did it, man. The Marlins, though, another sweep.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable what's going on with the Fish.
It's a fun time to be in South Florida
I'm
right now, man.
I'm telling you, it's crazy. Stanley Cup final in town. NBA finals in town. Messi could be here for all we know. Somebody drive up and down Commercial Boulevard. See if you see a big fancy car. Marlins could go 7 games over .500 today. I mean, what's not happening?
Losing
is not happening. It's not in our vocabulary. Well, Panthers are down 0-2.
Yeah. It's all right. What are you doing? It's all right.
Well, I mean, there was some losing.
The Marlins will play today, 6:10 p.m. They've won. Going back to that series that began with the Athletics, they've now won 5 straight. They can get their 2nd straight sweep. And remember, tonight's game starts at 6:10 because Los Marlins doing us all a favor. And go watch the game at Lone Depot Park.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can still either make it to Kaseya Center if you have tickets to both, or can still find time to go watch the start of the NBA Finals, 8:30 p.m. tonight from the Kaseya Center.
Dr. Chuck Metzger took the bright line down from Boca yesterday.
I saw that.
Went to the Marlins game. Time of his life. Bright line back up. You could do it tonight. Still catch the Heat game.
Brightline is great as long as nobody gets in the way of it. You know, like as long as no car.
Or person.
That too.
Right.
Yeah, I guess that does happen quite a bit.
Yeah.
Brightline is excellent.
I can't wait. I know they're selling tickets to Orlando now. Game changer. But I'm going to use it to go to a Marlins game, Heat game. And everyone that's used Brightline raves about it. So I got to get on that. I got to get on that train. No pun.
Inter Miami. They do play tonight. I know nobody really cares about it anymore, but they do play tonight. U.S. Open Cup quarterfinal versus Birmingham Legion FC. That's an 8 p.m. start time, and it's not here at Drive Pink Stadium. It's actually...
All right. Messi active for the game? Is he cleared?
I don't believe
All right.
that he is active.
Well, we'll keep an eye on that as well.
Another interesting development there is that Sergio Busquets, who is also a very prominent player, played for Barcelona pretty much his entire career, Spanish, Spaniard. He is also reportedly in talks with Inter Miami, and it looks like a deal could be done there as well for both of them to join Inter Miami.
Possible Harvey might lose a roster spot?
Yeah, I would say he's definitely on the chopping block. Definitely on the chopping block. Josh Allen was named the Madden 24 cover athlete, first Bills player to ever do it.
All right.
And Damian Lillard.
How about this?
Today. Well, I guess the episode was released today, but Damian Lillard was asked about potential trade landing spots. Do you remember what podcast? I don't have it written down in front of me.
It was on Showtime, and I forget the host's name.
Yeah. He was asked potential landing spots, and he was given several. New York, Boston, Miami, Brooklyn, all potential spots where there would be interest for a trade at some point down the line. And he said, obviously Miami would be his favorite choice of that group. He gave some love to Brooklyn as well because him and Mikal Bridges
are friends. But, I mean, it was such a quick answer. Obviously Miami.
I have the sound. Should we play it here?
Yeah, sure.
Right now, if you read online, you hear these analyst talks, everybody keeps saying Damian Lillard is going to be traded to the Knicks. Damian Lillard's going to be traded to the Heat. Damian Lillard should be traded to the Celtics. Damian Lillard's going to be traded to the Nets. If one of those trades went through, out of those teams, which one would you be like, that's not too bad?
Miami, obviously.
Obviously.
Miami is the obvious one. And Bam is my dog. Bam is my dog, for real. But, I mean, I think Miami the obvious one. Brooklyn is obvious.
I don't want to hear about Brooklyn. I don't want to hear about Brooklyn.
Brian Custer, by the way, is the host. Brian Custer.
Obviously, Miami. Obviously. Should we be doing this, Hawk, today? Like, Heat are about to play in the NBA Finals.
I don't know what to do anymore. I don't know what to do anymore. Also, a sad day, Iron Sheik has passed away.
Yeah.
Legendary WWE, WWF wrestler. Legendary. It's been nonstop. And Crowder is caught in a wildfire.
It's great timing by him, man. Seriously.
I'm surprised he was able to land in New York.
You see pictures, I think it was the Yankees or the Mets last night. One of the two I was watching on SportsCenter last night. Just all you see is smoke through the stadium. That's all you saw because of how bad the wildfires were over New York.
I think Zach Gelb, who we had on yesterday, I think he tweeted out a picture of New York. Yeah, Zach Gelb, if you look at his Twitter account, this is what it looks like in NYC right now. No filter on this photo. I mean, it is just a dense haze of smoke. Got to get it together, you Canadians.
When you said the Canadian wildfire, it sounded like a hockey team to me, or like some sort of sports team, just the way you said it, Canadian wildfires. But, bro, it's legit. It's bad out there, man.
I mean, Rob Pizzola's got to get back to the Packets. Yeah, I think he's smoking actual stuff. He's got to get back to the Packets.
Throw them right under the gums, right in there.
I mean, no smoke. Smokeless tobacco.
I think I lend them a few boxes.
There you go. You got the menthols?
Yep. I give it the
Is that
the
a menthol
time.
Haze that we're looking at, Jimmy?
It probably is.
A menthol
it's
haze?
It's probably my fault.
All right.
Got to check your visa, man.
Is Eduardo in New York? Is that what's going on?
I don't believe he is.
Is he smoking heaters in New York?
I got to find out. Got to check his whereabouts. Man, what a day. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. And today, Hawk, I mean, today's National VCR Day. I have a list.
It is?
Of the best-selling VHS tapes of all time.
Oh, my God, that is my wheelhouse.
Today's also National Chocolate Ice Cream Day.
Oh, it's not fair.
And we're not going to get to any of it.
It's not fair.
You want to talk about dream scenarios for me to infiltrate this show during the height of sports ism, I don't know, of sports right now in South Florida to talk about soccer. I've been waiting for this day my entire life.
I've been waiting for VCR Day. I didn't know that was today. Would you like to know the first VHS tape that my family ever rented after buying a VCR?
I would.
Death Trap with Michael Caine and Christopher Reeve.
Death Trap.
Death Trap. With Michael Caine and Christopher Reeve.
You got to set the scene here because here's what I imagine. This probably was 80s?
I'm going to say 70s. I'm going to say like 1979 maybe.
So you've got one TV in the house.
I mean, we had TVs in every room. I mean, it wasn't
really?
Not the honeymooners.
But at what point did that become common, like TVs in every room?
I mean, I don't know. I was born in 69. By 75, nice. When I was aware of everything, there was a TV in every room.
1982, by the way.
Is when Death Trap came out?
Yes.
All right, so this is 1982.
Okay, all right, I could see it. But you're all kind of like huddled around a TV in your living room. They have one button on the TV. There's no remote controls yet.
I'm I'm trying to think if there. I think the VCR had a remote control, but you know, you'd hear it though. You'd hear it go. I remember going into the video store. It was called Video Plus or Video Etc. And back then, you would choose VHS or Beta because there were two competing formats, and there weren't a lot of movies. Death Trap had just come out on video. Great movie.
My parents still own a VCR. How crazy is that? They still own VHS tapes.
But
and
like
a
it's
working,
connected. It's connected to their TV.
It's connected. It's one of those where it's like a dual VHS, DVD, Blu-ray.
Wow.
Yeah.
And how's it connected? It's obviously not an HDMI cable.
No, it's like the three
the RCA. The red,
yellow,
white.
Yeah.
Wow. And do they watch a tape every now and then?
No shot. It's been
is
over a decade.
Is it dusty? Do you have a cleaning lady or is it dusty?
Oh, it's dusty as hell, man. It is dusty as hell. And we do have a cleaning lady, but she's not cleaning that.
Right.
But
she doesn't know what that is. That could control, you know, satellites. She has no idea.
Every now and then, you know, like my baby tapes or whatever, like old family videos, home videos that were shot back in the day, they always wanted to keep some sort of device where if they were going down memory lane.
I did too. And then during COVID, I sent everything off to Legacy Box, which is one of these companies that
transferred.
And it's all digital. And now I've got it on a private YouTube channel too. So if I want to share it with relative, like I give them the URL and it's perfect.
That's genius.
Yeah. Tell Eduardo and Deborah. Send it out to Legacy Box. Get it digitally transferred. You're good to go.
They're old school.
What a big day this is.
That's your weather.
All right. Chris Whittingham is going to join us next. Crowder is going to jump on as soon as he gets through the traffic in NYC and gets to his hotel.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
All right, Miami!
Hawk and Crowder.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Now, what is this, Solana? Is this something new?
I think it's Duran Duran.
I just did that to annoy Whittingham. It hits a little different, right? Hits a little different with Messi. Anybody see a big fancy car on Commercial Boulevard? What is it, Commercial Boulevard?
Commercial Boulevard.
Anyone see a big fancy car at the KFC driving? Could be Messi. All right. Chris Whittingham is with us. He's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. So Whittingham, very good friend of mine, friend of yours, friend of Crowder's. He is an MLS commentator nationally on Apple TV, and he's fantastic at it. He's been a broadcaster for Inter Miami, I think, since day one, if I recall. And, you know, Whittingham knows more about soccer, and Solana considers himself a bit of a soccer fan, but Whittingham knows more about soccer than anyone in the room. Funny thing is, last time Whitty was on with us, he was picking games at the Hard Hock Casino. and risking his dignity. And now he is like,
I'd sing a Christmas carol for you.
Yeah, now he's like Mike Tirico, you know. But listen, things change. So Chris Whittingham, so explain to us, can you sum this up in less than 4 minutes and 30 seconds, which is how long it took Josh Appel to answer the first question that I gave him yesterday? That was staggering, wasn't that?
He texted me last night, like, sorry about how long my question was. I said, I didn't know you still finished. I thought you were still talking.
Because he's still going.
His answer was 17 minutes long.
I mean,
he's still banging on about how Matthew Tkachuk shouldn't have gotten a game misconduct.
I shared with Whittingham and Appel on our text thread just how long Appel's first answer was. And now it's in his head, and he's going to join us tomorrow at FLA Live Arena, and he's
going to
give,
and
like...
And he is going to be rattled.
Yeah, and he's going to give, like, three-word answers, and now he's going to become a terrible guest because it's just in his head. But can you answer, Whittingham, in less than 4 minutes and 30 seconds, what does Lionel Messi coming to Inter Miami mean for MLS and for Inter Miami CF?
I think the best way to talk about this is using David Beckham actually as a frame of reference. I saw a couple weeks ago, as these rumors are really starting to heat up, you compare the before and after when David Beckham arrived in 2007. Back then, there were only 13 teams in MLS. There are now 29. There was only one soccer-specific stadium in the U.S. There are now 22. At the time, the national TV deal for ESPN with MLS was $8 million a year. Now the national TV deal is $250 million a year between MLS and Apple. So there's been an enormous growth. But the thing is that what MLS needed at that time was a ton of infrastructure, right? Needed stadiums, needed more teams, needed the league to grow. And now the question is, what is that force multiplier of Lionel Messi? We should say this athlete, this one person, is orders of magnitude bigger than any American sports star in any sport. Tom Brady, LeBron James, whatever name you want to throw out there, other than maybe Michael Jordan, this athlete, this person is bigger than any person that has ever played sports in the United States of America. And so the fact that Inter Miami have him, the league have him, they need to use this player as a force multiplier for what this sport can be in this country. Because remember, we have a home World Cup in 3 years' time. We have a home Copa America next year, which Lionel Messi will be playing in. This is a huge opportunity now for the sport to take another big step forward, for the league to take a step forward and say, now we're going to be one of the biggest and best leagues in the world. That requires a lot of financial investment. That requires a lot of money to bring better players to the league. And Messi can be the start of something. This seems like sort of the end point of what David Beckham began 15 years ago, but this can be also the start of something, which is this sport becoming even bigger in this country.
We had a conversation. So LeBron James coming to the Miami Heat. I was trying to get the answer of who was a bigger arrival in South Florida for sports. And the argument I was making for LeBron is he hadn't accomplished what he wanted to accomplish yet. He came here specifically to win a title, and he was in his prime. Messi, I don't know how old he is, 35, I think?
Yeah, 35.
Mm-hmm. And he's accomplished everything. including a World Cup just recently.
He's also been playing since he was 17 years old. So, he's been playing professional soccer for 18 years.
Which is the bigger athletic arrival in Miami, LeBron or Messi?
I can understand sort of both sides of that argument. LeBron James obviously coming in the peak of his career, as you said, not having achieved anything. Frankly, arriving at a team in Miami that sort of has a greater cultural significance at this moment in time into an American sports landscape that at this moment in time values the NBA more than it values MLS. I just think LeBron James, while obviously having an enormous impact on the league and has been a huge star, an enormous impact on the Miami Heat, whose franchise valuation went up massively, I just think that Lionel Messi has these reverberations, these impacts that go far beyond, are you going to win your next game? Are you now the favorite to win MLS Cup? Which I don't even think the gambling odds have changed that much yet. In some ways, it's kind of odd that the on-field, the on-pitch standpoint has not even grown that significantly yet. We haven't really thought about this yet in terms of, wait, this player's going to come in, score a bunch of goals, assist a bunch of goals, and Inter Miami are going to win a bunch of games. That's sort of been like the last thing that we've thought about or talked about. Miami are currently bottom of the Eastern Conference in the standings. I just think it's a bigger arrival because now there will be thousands more Inter Miami supporters than there were before. There will be thousands more supporters of MLS and viewers of MLS than there were before. And while LeBron James creates a certain amount of that impact, there's already such a big base of Miami Heat fans that I don't think it sort of has that sort of transformative effect. Lionel Messi can have a transformative effect on the sport in this country, particularly if he hits the ground running and starts playing well and becomes the Leo Messi traveling roadshow. If you look at right now, prices to get in the door at all of Inter Miami's away matches for the rest of the season. You're looking at $500, $600 to get in the door at New York, at Chicago Fire, at Atlanta United. It's remarkable. And we haven't even seen him play yet. Imagine if he actually turns up and is the player that won the World Cup 6 months ago, is the player that is arguably the greatest soccer player of all time and looks like that on the fields of MLS. It will only continue to grow in magnitude.
And in terms of level of play, I know, as Hawk mentioned, he's 35, just won the World Cup, though, and played a pretty massive part in Argentina getting to that level. And he's been playing since he was 17, as you mentioned. But in terms of level right now, Messi steps onto a pitch right now. I mean, he's worlds ahead of the average MLS player, right? You could probably argue a certain number of guys who can still play in better leagues around the world. But just right now, it's not even close. He's the greatest soccer player to ever play in the MLS, without a doubt. But his quality, his level, is also worlds better than probably anybody who's ever suited up in the MLS, right?
Oh, massively, massively. Even currently, even still, when you have some players that are in the primes of their career that are still playing in MLS. He's coming off a season, and it's remarkable because his time at Paris Saint-Germain was viewed as a bit of a failure because they didn't win the Champions League, which is ultimately how they judge themselves. And his numbers went down, but even still, he played 41 games in all competitions last year and had 21 goals and 20 assists. He's getting at least a goal contribution per game at a very, very high level in France. I guess the question becomes, yes, obviously he is that much better than all of the opponents, but he's also that much better than all of his teammates. And I think that's the thing that's being debated right now in soccer circles. The people, I've seen this a lot, particularly from the South American point of view, is, well, he's stepping into a team that is not very good right now, that is missing a lot of players due to injury, that is bottom of the Eastern Conference. And so how much can one player create all that influence? I would suggest that, number one, he's not going to be the only arrival, I think, in this summer. There will be other players that will join him. Sergio Busquets is one who's been linked for a long time, and I imagine Inter Miami will try and be bringing other players in. But also, I do wonder how Messi will combine with players that are not of his level. Because the reality of MLS is you only have a certain amount of salary cap space. You only have a certain amount of designated player spots that you can use. You can't surround him with 10 players that are of his quality. So what does it look like when he plays with players that are not of his level? Because that's just a reality of MLS. And I'm genuinely fascinated to see what that looks like. Because he always was a product of a team and obviously was a huge influence of it in it. But when he's playing for Barcelona in particular, he was surrounded by 10 players and knew exactly what they were doing in full coordination that are of the very highest level. I'm genuinely curious what it looks like when that's not the case. But you have to imagine a player of his talent can drive some of his teammates forward and provide them with opportunities that they will never have in their career playing with a player like Leo Messi.
What is an Inter Miami game with Messi going to feel like? Like, what is the, because you talked about, hey, the prices in Chicago and Atlanta and New York, What's it going to feel like? Let's where they're playing now at Drive Pink Stadium on Commercial Boulevard. What's it going to feel like when he's out there in what do they call it, a kit? Inter-Miami kit?
Inter-Miami colors. Yeah. So I think the point of comparison that we can use is actually, for me, of a lower level, which is Inter-Miami last summer played Barcelona in a friendly. And they sold the place out. And it was, from minute one, this zoo. It was incredible to see all these people packed into that stadium. And every field club suite was filled and every seat was filled, and it was just this incredible scene. And Miami obviously got behind the team, but then Barcelona beat them 6-0. And so it's different when a lot of people are there to see the opponent, but it's remarkable to see that place sold out. You will see a supporter's end of that stadium that is shoulder to shoulder of people with flares, with musical instruments singing, with tifos and flags, and all these people getting behind the team. I think there will be this aura every time that he touches the ball, every time that he here we go. Like the Messi magic can happen. And I think there will be plenty of moments for it, because the thing about Major League Soccer games is that they are largely wide open. There are opportunities, particularly in transition, for teams to hit. And if Leo Messi has the ball in space and can charge at defenses, you will see these moments where the entire crowd takes a collective gasp. And I am genuinely fascinated, because we saw the first year that Inter Miami were able to get people in 2021, it was in limited capacity because of COVID, but David Beckham was able to get all of his best friends to come. Tyson Fury was there on a Tuesday night against the Red Bulls. Tom Brady showed up and sat there in and amongst all the fans. The security protocols have changed and will probably have to change some more, but every big-name celebrity will want to come to an Inter-Miami game. I think it'll be that big three Miami Heat era kind of feel, where every night feels like it's an opportunity to be seen and be in and around something that feels big and magnetic. And I think every game will feel like that for the remainder of this season.
What great news for the Wendy's on Commercial Boulevard. I mean, talk about sitting on a gold mine, funky Buddha.
That's a 5-minute drive away.
Holy
is going to be packed.
Mackerel. I mean, Ryan and KC are dancing all the way around Oakland Park. I mean, they can't believe their good fortune. How does it happen? So Chris Whittingham is with us, MLS broadcaster for Apple TV. How does it happen? How does Lionel Messi go from winning a World Cup with the eyes of the world watching him to 6 months later playing on Commercial Boulevard for Inter Miami CF? How does this transpire?
I don't like how you're being pejorative about Commercial Boulevard. It's a great stadium.
I used to go there when the Baltimore Orioles were playing spring training. All right,
I don't know if you've been since. It's miles.
I've got fond feelings of that area. There's a terrific restaurant at the Executive Airport there.
Excellent.
What's it called? Jet Runway Cafe. You ever been there?
Oh, I have, actually. I mean, like
fantastic.
Years ago.
Love the entire area. I mean, if you're looking for office space, I mean, myriad places are leasing right now on Commercial Boulevard.
To answer your question, though, how does this happen? Well, first off, Inter Miami have been working at this for a very long time. They sort of targeted this opportunity as the space to go after him, because you don't want to get him at 39. You want to get him now when he's still got good soccer left in him. And so I think they've been going after this for a very long time. And with Apple and with Adidas, I've been getting their ducks in a row. I don't know if you read the piece in The Athletic, but there's percentage cuts of Apple TV revenue, of Adidas revenue. And it's remarkable that that's even in play, that these giant companies have decided. And honestly, I think one of the interesting facts about this too is that the league has kind of gotten behind Inter Miami and said, we really want this to happen. This is great for all of us. All 28 teams stand to benefit from having Lionel Messi in their league. It's really unlike any other sports league where, because it's mature, like this wouldn't happen in the Premier League. If the league got behind Manchester City and dedicated league resources say, hey, Man City, go sign them, Manchester United would be like, well, what's going on? What do you mean that one team gets the backing of the league? But I think
imagine what Jim Frivola would say at AFC Bournemouth.
Right, exactly. He would
be
hell fuming.
To pay, yeah.
He would be fuming at was it Dean Court, the Vitality Stadium?
Vitality Stadium. Yeah.
There you go.
Up the cherries.
So the league has gotten behind this effort for several years, but a lot of things have to happen, right? The PSG situation has to go awry, which it did after they went out in the Champions League to Bayern Munich in fairly humiliating fashion as well. They've not been very good as a team. the Barcelona situation, which is ultimately where he wanted to be. As excited as we are that we're getting him, ultimately, we have to know that Barcelona is where Lionel Messi wanted to be. The problem is that FC Barcelona have no money, and they have had no money for several years now, and they could not promise that if they signed Lionel Messi, even for $1 million, let's say, that they wanted to sign him for, they could not promise him they could register his contract because they have a backlog of contracts to register, and they would have to sell other players in order to guarantee that Lionel Messi could be in the side. And even then, that takes months of business in the transfer market. And Lionel Messi didn't want to sit around and wait that long, and so he's taking the Inter Miami opportunity. Obviously, the Saudi thing is a really big deal. It was reported that he was offered 250, 300 million euros a year to go sign with Saudi Arabia, but he decides instead, I want to go to Miami, which is a big deal because he has a business relationship with Saudi Arabia, and it's been reported by CBS that they are not happy that not only did he turn down Saudi Arabia, but one of the reasons cited was lifestyle. He wanted to go, him and his family wanted to go live in Miami, and they preferred to live in Miami when he is doing advertising for the Saudi Arabia Tourism Board. And yet he's publicly saying, I want to go live somewhere else. That is not being received well. So there's sort of this collision of factors that allow this to even be possible. And now we're looking at Inter Miami potentially signing Lionel Messi.
I know we don't know specifics yet, but as far as long term, what does a contract with him look like? I know, you know, possible ownership stake and all that down the line. You mentioned Apple TV or whatever, but like, is there a possibility that he comes here and only plays one season? Or is it more likely that he would play multiple years here? You mentioned Barcelona. I know there's a lot of, again, just chatter that he would like to return to Barcelona at some point. I don't know if that ship has sailed, but what's stopping him from playing here a year and then going back and kind of having his goodbye tour where it all really began for him? So what does it look like long-term for Messi?
The reported figure out there is 2.5-year contract for him, but I wouldn't be surprised if that ended up being longer. And honestly, when we're talking about these sorts of, you know, business guarantees, percentage of Apple, percentage of Adidas, percentage of an MLS team, from an ownership point of view, you kind of got to put your work into that. You've got to be here for a little while to earn all that stuff. Now, if you, again, go back to the David Beckham experience, he did go on loan twice to AC Milan and to Paris Saint-Germain. Did he go to Real while he was there? Either way, like, he went to a couple European clubs to sort of get himself ready, particularly to try and make the World Cup squad for 2010 for the English national team, which he didn't end up making. But that is out there. I would be surprised if Lionel Messi is not serving out the full duration of his contract with Inter Miami. And like you said, maybe at 38, 39, goes to play for Barcelona or takes on an ambassador role, or heads to South America and plays for his boyhood club, Newell's Old Boys, in Argentina. That's sort of been floated for as a last step for him. But I think if he's signing up to commit to this project, that it's going to be for several seasons, and he'll be here for a while to make sure that MLS, Inter Miami, and himself gets the full rewards of signing this deal.
What a day. Chris Whittingham, you watch him on Apple TV. Where's your next MLS broadcast?
It's actually Inter Miami away at New England this Saturday night.
Wow.
7:30 p.m. MLS season pass on Apple TV. I'll be on the call alongside Lori Lindsay, so I'll have Miami. I'll be at Messi-less Miami, but Miami all the same.
A little something to talk about other than Harvey Neville.
Huh? Wow, look at you. Look at you with some Inter Miami talking points.
How about that? Chris Whittingham, what's the biggest story in Miami today? Messi, Heat, NBA final game tonight, Kaseya Center, Panthers, Stanley Cup final game tomorrow, FLA Live Arena, Luis Arraez hitting over 400, Marlins could be 7 games over .500, Dame Lillard. Of course he would play for Miami if he wasn't playing for Portland. What's the biggest story?
It's Messi. It has to be Messi. This is the biggest athlete in the world, Hawk. This is the biggest athlete in the world. He has 3 times as many Instagram followers as LeBron James. He is orders of magnitude bigger than any American sports star in the consciousness of the globe. This is enormous.
Wow. Bigger signing, Messi or Matthew Tkachuk? Chris Whittingham, ladies and gentlemen. You watch him on Apple TV. Apple TV
here
this weekend with Inter Miami. Thanks, Witty.
No problem.
All right, there you go. Chris Whittingham, a really big day for sports in South Florida.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Ooh, he kicked the hell out that one.
Goal! Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.